Judges chapter 13, and we'll pick up the reading this morning in verse 15 and read through the end of the chapter. If you remember, 2 weeks ago we began this chapter. We came to this description of the angel of the Lord, who we will see to be Christ in a pre-incarnate state, having come to a woman who's left unnamed, who's Manoah's wife. He has spoken to her, and Manoah has now entreated the Lord that he might meet this angel. And this angel has come to meet with her and him again. And we pick up the story in verse 15. Now, so let us hear God's word, Judges 13, 15 through 25. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we have made ready a kid for thee. And the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou us thus after my name, seeing it is secret? So Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto the Lord, and the angel did wondrously. And Manoah and his wife looked on. And it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar. And Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said unto his wife, we shall surely die because we have seen God. But his wife said unto him, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering at our hands. Neither would he have showed us all these things, nor would as at this time have told us such things as these. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtaol. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Here in this section, we have what further passed between Manoah and the angel in verses 15 through 21. Then we see the impression that this made upon Manoah and his wife in verses 22 and 23. And then we have Samson's birth and early childhood in verses 24 and 25. Just a couple comments. We see the angel declining Manoah's offer for food. He says, no, don't do that. Why don't you just turn it into a sacrifice? And that's exactly what the angel of the Lord did when he met with Gideon in chapter 6 of Judges. Then the angel declines from telling Manoah and his wife his name. That's exactly what the angel of the Lord, Jesus, in his pre-incarnate state did when he didn't answer Jacob, when Jacob wrestled with him, children, in Genesis 32:29. But yet we're told that this angel did wondrously. And it's interesting, in the prophecy of Isaiah 9, speaking of Christ, we find that one of his names is Wonderful. What's also interesting is we see this angel assisting their sacrifice as well as owning it or accepting it. So he assists them and then owns it. In verse 19, it says that this angel did wondrously. Can't be absolutely sure what he did that was so wondrous, but it's very likely that he ignited the offering from heaven, just as he had done with Gideon earlier. Then we see him ascending towards the heaven in verse 20. Likely that's an example or symbol of this offering being accepted by God. Remember, without Christ, our prayers or our worship is not acceptable to God. We see Manoah and his wife looking upon this. They're very intent. They're learning from this. We read in verse 21 that Manoah didn't know up to this point that it was an angel of the Lord. But then he goes on to say in verse 22, surely we'll die, for we've seen God. So he realizes that this angel of the Lord is God Himself, the second person of the Godhead. And so we see this impression made upon Manoah. It brings a great fear upon Manoah. It's the kind of fear that Gideon had again when he met with the angel of the Lord in chapter 6 of Judges. But it led to a great fear in Manoah, but it led to a great faith in Manoah's wife, nameless wife. She says, listen, he wouldn't have accepted our sacrifice if he was going to kill us. He wouldn't have told us all these wonderful things that are going to happen to our son if he wasn't pleased with us. She's using a little bit of logic, isn't she, children? And this does, your fear doesn't make sense. It's illogical, husband. It's irrational, husband. You see another, quite a few cases in Scripture where women, wives have deceived their husbands or led their husbands into sin. We see Job's wife tempting her husband to sin. We see Eve tempting her husband. Wives can sometimes tempt their husbands to sin, just as husbands can tempt their wives to sin. We also see other examples in Scripture where husbands and wives encourage their spouses to not sin. And he or she gives this logic that helps him regarding his illogical fear at this point. And then in verses 24 and 25, we learn a little bit about Samson. His birth. She had been a barren, but now she's able to bear. She bears a boy named Samson, which comes from a Hebrew word that means bright of countenance. We see that he was a Nazarite. He was a strong man, like a son. The son is described as a strong man in Psalm 19:5. And we also learn that the Spirit of the Lord began to move him at times in the camp of Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. It sounds like in his early youth, or maybe later youth, his parents place him in a military camp. He's in military training. He's in military school. And the Spirit is beginning at times to come upon him in ways that he does great exploits there that are remarkable, that are beyond normal. That's what's being said there. God's going to use him in a great way for his people in days to come. And he's beginning to demonstrate it in some feats in his childhood or late childhood before men in the military there in Israel.